Listener Production.
Hello, Ashley Ramos with your local briefing. A man in his 50s has died in waters near Denmark. Emergency services called just after 3 o'clock yesterday afternoon when the man was pulled from the water at Green's Pool, unresponsive. Bystanders started CPR before paramedics took over. Sadly, he couldn't be saved. Relief for regional pensioners with the Travel Kind Allowance boosted. From July 1st, seniors will get an extra $100 to aid travel amid the cost of living pressures. Seniors and Ageing Minister Don Punch says a large part of the community will benefit.
Aged pensioners, people on a disability pension, Veterans Affairs pensions, carers allowances, income supplement recipients. So it's a broad ranging support that provides access to help with fuel and access to taxis.
State and territory leaders will meet virtually this morning to discuss ways to curb violence against women. The urgent National Cabinet meeting follows a recent spike in violent female deaths. A National Register for Offenders and electronic monitoring of perpetrators could be up for discussion. Multiple towns in our southwest are in the running to become WA's best tourism town. The finalists for this year's Top Tourism Town Awards have been revealed, with Busselton and Collie both a contender for the top prize. WA Tourism Council's Evan Hall says people can vote for their favourites online.
Each of the towns have put together a video showcasing everything they've had to offer and an itinerary for the best attractions, the best tours in town. They're all there for everyone to go and have a look at. So we'd certainly encourage everyone to jump on, have a look and cast your vote for what you think is the best top tourism town in WA.
In sport, a massive week for our Southwest Jets. The side recording their first win of the WA Netball League season, defeating Peel Lightning 56-43. Riley Hall a standout, netting 43 goals. If there's a story you'd like us to consider, send us an email at walocalnews@sca.com.au.